5 minutes. You have the floor. Thank you, Madam Chair. Head of Delegation, Ambassador, ladies and gentlemen, members of the delegation, I would like to commend your country and your commitment that you have reiterated today to making equality a driver in development and peace. Today, all of the countries in the world need to review their model of governance in order to ensure the fair representation of women in law and in practice as a fundamental right, but also as a driver of change in connection with the 2030 agenda and the major changes occurring today. With the anniversary of the Beijing Declaration, strong and radical measures are necessary. You've made your commitment clear, and we can see this in your efforts. We congratulate you for this. However, the results are not yet in line with the obligations set out in your constitution and in our convention. The number of women in parliament has improved and has reached the level of 22%. There is a parliamentary commission, which is a positive development, and I also welcome the implementation of strategic plans in the different ministries on parity, that is. In particular, the ministries of health, security, public transport, all of this is a step in the right direction. However, it is still limited because parity does mean 50-50. Parity needs to be seen as a solution to issues that are as relevant as poverty and sustainable development. And this is the vision behind the new recommendation, the CEDAW recommendation on equal and inclusive representation of women in all decision-making processes. Then there's a need to establish or to integrate 50-50 parity in a more comprehensive approach, emphasizing its transformative effects in terms of the way it can transform society. And I would invite you to consider this very positive vision, which is adapted to the changes occurring in our world. Now, in terms of elections, in the absence of political pluralism, how can you expand the electoral base so as to facilitate and even ensure that women have access both to parties and party leadership, but also more broadly to elections to the assembly, if I can describe it as that, or more broadly to local elections and provincial elections? How can you ensure that there is a large-scale effort to ensure that women have access to voting and to being candidates? Second, specifically in the context of the 2030 agenda and your efforts in this direction, in cooperation with the United Nations, how can you accelerate these developments? This is critical because today we cannot afford to wait for decades, and we need to have a comprehensive, we need to engage in a comprehensive trend. Moreover, what initiatives could you be undertaking to ensure real parity of women in the life of the party, in the Central Congress and in the Central Committee? This is important because women have every right to participate in the developments in your country and to reap the successes. What role can the Union of Women play to train candidates and to create the momentum that is necessary at local and national level? So I'm beyond encouragement, and I've heard what you've said. I think it's very important to But I think it's very important to do something stronger and more effective in ensuring this change. What can you do to support civil society? The idea of improving the framework for participation with society to create this new culture of governance. Could this be something that you foster alongside what my colleagues have been saying about the protection of fundamental rights, the rights of feminist organizations and human rights defenders? And more broadly, what initiatives could you be taking in the short term in the context perhaps of a specific plan on parity to ensure that all women in all of their diversity are able to participate, and I'm referring here as well to younger generations and women from ethnic minorities. Also, you recognise yourselves in your report the importance, the sociological and cultural importance of women. Women have made admirable contributions to the history of your country. So what initiatives could you take now to foster a different state of mind and to help women to participate in a more effective way? And I also note that your constitution recognises the multi-ethnic nature of your state. You have around 47 ethnicities. You have been undertaking efforts, which I would like to emphasise, to include these minorities. But these efforts need to be systematic and large in scale. So could you give us some examples of how ethnic minorities can participate in local development, and specifically how women can? Some countries have put in place a feminist diplomacy. Madam Head of Delegation, your country is currently chairing ASEAN, so what measures do you intend to undertake to ensure better representation of women there at the level of regional organisations and in posts abroad, posts of ambassadors and representatives at international conferences? And